We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Always a pleasure to speak with Perry Wiggins. He's the executive director of the Governor's Military Council. Joins us once a month here on In Focus. Thanks for being here.
Oh, I appreciate the opportunity.
It's always good to talk to you here about military affairs and what's going on. We were just chatting a little bit about the news out of Mississippi. You have some experience in that.
Yeah, Camp Shelby, Mississippi. I was an old airborne paratrooper, you know, jumped out of perfectly good airplanes. And so, you know, it is an inherently dangerous occupation in the Army. And when you go out of those airplanes, you're pretty much at the will of the weather. And if the winds are blowing hard, you're just going to go with the wind. And in this particular case, I happened to land in some pine trees.
You ever get stuck in a tree?
I sure did, at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Very painful. Trees are very unforgiving. You know, when you hit them, they're very hard. And those pine tree limbs in North Carolina, they sit about 75 feet up. So when you get stuck, you want to be perfectly still because you don't want that parachute to become unencumbered from the tree and you fall 75 feet.
Yeah. Oh.
So very dangerous.
I can only imagine that. And, you know, you always got to worry about other things. Power lines can be near trees sometimes. And God forbid your parachutes touch one of those. That would be even worse.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, I feel for those families because there's a lot of anxiety associated with it, trying to figure out if your loved one's okay. And good news is I understand that there's not any serious injuries. But at the same time, you know, that's part of Army training. And a lot of people don't realize that over 650 other paratroopers jumped after those soldiers got stuck in the trees. Those are the ones that are really brave because, you know, they're just hearing about the incident and then they still go out of the airplane. And that's part of the mission. That's the goodness of those that stand on point for this nation is, you know, they've got a lot of courage. That's part of our nature.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you know, speaking of training, I was listening last night out at Fort Riley. There was some booming going on last night. What are the activities going on right now?
Well, you know, there's serious training going on by the 1st Infantry Division. They actually announced it in the news. They said, hey, there's going to be an increase in artillery.
I remember.
You know, the artillerymen out there, and I've had the distinct pleasure to serve alongside artillerymen for a long time. This is how they've got to earn and learn their skills. Is by application. And unfortunately, it makes a loud noise. For me, helicopters, artillery, that's part of being a part of a military community in my mind. And, you know, it's something that our community members understand. It's something that we want to make sure that those that serve this nation are prepared to go and fight and win the nation's wars. And to do that, you got to fire into the training area out there.
Yeah. I understand that as well. I have an 8-year-old girl. I had to kind of console a little bit last night. She thought it was thunder, but which I'm glad she wasn't thinking that the earth was falling down or anything like that. But
sure, you know, I mean, we have to explain. I'm glad the Post went out of their way to really explain what was going to go on and be preemptive on that. You know, I remember being an Air Force brat. We had B-52 bombers on our base, and my mom had chickens that sat on a shelf. And when the bombers got there and revved up their engines, they would do a 360-degree turn on the shelf. And, you know, for us as a military family, that just became part of life. You know, the Post out there does a great job of trying to mitigate all that. It's just hard when you start having cooler temperatures, noise travels, and it's amplified.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council. I heard Dave mention this yesterday. There's going to be some more troops coming back here.
There is. You know, I've said this on several of the previous shows that we've had the 1st Infantry Division close to 7,000 to 9,000 troops deployed. Well, that, you know, that's been tough on the economy, been tough on this community and the families. The good news is over the next couple months, we're going to have about 6,000 to 7,000 of those soldiers return home. And so that's great news. The thing is, those deployment ceremonies are happening at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in the morning, and they come sporadically. But for the families, this is what we call dog years. Every day equates to a dog year. As they get closer to the redeployment timeline, those families anticipate it, the kids anticipate it, and every day seems like it just lasts forever. So some great reunion ceremonies going to take place at Fort Riley over the next several weeks, and it's good news for our community.
Absolutely. We've talked on here before just how significant that is for the economy. Those people will come back and the businesses will feel it, certainly.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, soldiers have been sequestered over to Europe, which isn't a bad place to be, but in a deployment, it's not home. So for the restaurants, they've been thinking for the past several weeks about what restaurant they're going to visit because they want to fill their bellies with food and really come back home. So they're going to be going and helping the kids out with the school supplies and things they didn't get to get involved with. And buy things. And guess what? We're heading into the holiday seasons as well. So, we're going to see the troops out and about. We're going to see them buying things that remind them of home. And that's good news.
Is there anything the public can do to maybe welcome them back here?
No, you know, I think, be honest with you, we serve the greatest nation on this planet. I've said it over and over. And this community particularly understands the importance of service and really goes out of its way to thank our service members. So, I just say be yourself. Do what you've always done. And soldiers will appreciate that. It's football season, October 5th. We're going to have a lot of soldiers that are going to enjoy Fort Riley days at K-State football game against Baylor. And that's just another event that highlights how much this community embraces our military members.
Yeah, it certainly does, that's for sure. Well, I want to talk to you about some other opportunities here. The Kansas Governor's Challenge is underway here to prevent suicide among service members, veterans, and their families. We talked about this a little bit yesterday with Dr. Art DeGroote. He's ramping up efforts as well, as a lot of folks are.
Yeah, there's a lot of focus and emphasis on this crisis. You know, I mean, nobody's immune to this particular type of phenomena, and I'm talking about suicide. No walk of life, no portion of our society. But you know, our members of our military, our veterans, are extremely hard hit, and that doesn't just mean new veterans. Our Vietnam veterans, those from Korea, a lot of them have had challenges with depression and other things, and so we as a society, I think, have to look at a national strategy that addresses this and attacks it just as hard as we attack any enemy on the battlefield. And that's something we need everybody's help on, and that's part of what the governor's challenge is.
It looks like there's six goals here outlined in this whole thing.
There is. You know, this is tailored after what was initially the mayor's challenge. The bottom line is it's advocacy for programs and getting at things, identifying them. Don't push things under the table. Let people understand that, if you're depressed or those sort of things, that's nothing to be ashamed of. It's something to really bring to the forefront. Let your battle buddies be a part of it, your peers be a part of it. And really, we have an ethos in our Army, and our military specifically says, we will never leave a fallen comrade. And in this particular case, that just doesn't end at the battlefield. It's also in society. And so we have veterans out there that want to help. This is an opportunity and a program and a strategy where they can help and help veterans out there that are feeling this particular way and get them, especially as we enter into the holidays, which unfortunately is one of the worst times for this type of thing. And we got to make sure that we're proactive in combating this crisis.
Yeah, that's a good point there, because as much as people get up for the holidays, there are a lot of folks that get down for it as well. We were talking about this yesterday. You know, there's still stigma about suicide, talking about suicide, whether you've attempted or not. But getting that out there and as a family member, asking somebody, you know, are you thinking of killing yourself? That's a good question to ask.
Sure. You know, I mean, there's a tough guy persona, right? And there's a time and a place for that, I truly believe. You know, one of the closest times I had with my father, to be honest with you, is when we lost a pet in the family. And I was crying, and I was trying to hold back the tears. And my dad actually turned and said, it's okay to cry. You know, we have to do the same thing when it comes to folks that are feeling emotional, folks that are showing or hurting. We have to be able to reach, put our arms around them, and tell them it's okay to express that. Matter of fact, it's healthy to express that. And so this tough man phenomena, we got to kind of get over. You don't have to go out there and be tough all the time. We can actually show emotion. We can actually embrace people, and it's okay. We got to get rid of the stigma. The stigma needs to go away so we can help people.
Great. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Perry Wiggins from the Governor's Military Council here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.